So I want to say welcome. It's wonderful that you're here, and it's wonderful to be here. Welcome, and also thank you for having me. I'm a guest here tonight. The regular teachers for this Sangha are elsewhere. And so I'm very honored to be here with you. Thank you. So I wanted to talk and sing with you tonight about this very powerful and beautiful and transformative force of love, and one of the ways that the Buddha taught it. I think that love has different faces. It's one of these beautiful transmuting elements that changes. It changes what it looks like to appropriately meet the situation. And so the Buddha taught that there are four of the primary forms of love, or also safe places for the heart to inhabit, abodes. And the first is a kind of gentle friendliness, metta. Kind of a warm, kind energy that can meet any situation. And then the second is this kind of courageous, loving presence that can stay with pain. Compassion. I think about the Thich Nhat Hanh, wonderful Zen teacher, teaches about the good parent with the crying baby. The parent is making some soup and the baby is resting in the other room, and the baby cries. The parent turns off the flame and puts down the spoon and goes into the other room and holds the baby and stays present with the baby until the baby is soothed. And at that point is able to put down the baby and return to the soup. And in the same way, this beautiful energy of compassion from a place of love moves towards suffering and stays present with it. And in this way, brings the kind of transformation that's needed with pain. So loving friendliness or loving kindness and compassion. Then the third is called appreciative joy. When the heart is open and it sees the joy and good fortune of others, it can take that in and celebrate it. The Dalai Lama said that if we can appreciate the joy of others when they have their joy, we can increase our own joy by 7 billion. And in this category, too, when we have our own blessings, or mindfulness makes us aware of what maybe had gone unnoticed and we realize is something extraordinary and beautiful, like a blade of grass, in those moments, we can have appreciation of joy also. It's gratitude. So we have loving friendliness to meet the moment. We have compassion to meet the moment. We have appreciative joy to meet the moment. And then the fourth one is equanimity. It's a kind of a strength. It's a kind of a tree, a strong tree that can stay with us so that as with all of life's fluctuations, we can find some balance within it. And this part of love, this aspect of love is really important, because without that sense of acceptance, of balance, of flexibility, life becomes too fragile and too heartbreaking. in order to stay present, we need this quality of equanimity. Infusing all of these aspects of love is awareness. Can't really, really be there with love for anything if we're not fully present with it. So that's why this practice that we do here, mindfulness, when we come to sit together in community and silence, we're coming back over and over again, reminding the mind to come back over and over again into the present moment, feel the body on the chair, the cushion, sense the breath, hear the sounds that are happening now in this moment where we're only ever alive here and now. I love being alive. It's precious and it's short. It's wonderful to be present for it. So mindfulness infuses all these aspects of love. So I'd like to sing with you for a while, and then at the end, if you have any questions or comments, that would be lovely to hear. So actually, before we do that song at the beginning there, and turn to the second page. You'll see a song at the top there called I Have Arrived. What we're doing in this practice is training our minds and hearts to return to the present moment and return to this place of loving friendliness. In some way, we can understand that this moment that we're in now is the only moment that we're ever home in. This is it. It's worth bringing our curiosity to and our friendliness to. And here are these words from Thich Nhat Hanh when he says, I am solid, I am free. In the solidity part, we can just in this moment touch into our body's relationship with Mother Earth. She's there beneath us right now. We don't even need to talk about it. We can feel it with our awareness. We can feel that contact. And you know what's so fabulous is what's actually happening there is Earth is holding us to her. We are in relationship with this Earth. We are being held to Earth. Sense of groundedness. I am solid and I am free. This moment that we're in right now, this is the moment for creativity and imagination, for empathy and possibility. This is the moment where we're alive, free. I'm solid. I'm free. I have arrived, I am home, in the here and in the now. I have arrived, I am home, in the here and in the now. I am solid, I am free, I am solid, I am free, in the ultimate I dwell, in the ultimate I dwell, I have arrived. I am home in the here and in the now. I have arrived. I am home in the here and in the now. I am solid.
I am free, I am solid, I am free in the ultimate. I dwell in the ultimate. I dwell. One more time. I arrive in the here and in the now. I have a I am home in the here and in the now. I am solid, I am free, I am solid, I am free in the ultimate. I dwell in the ultimate. I dwell.
Thank you for the harmonies. Thank you for singing. This is the ultimate. This is the moment. It's ever changing. We're going to be here and then we're not. And that's how every moment is. And so while we're here, it's worthy of coming into. It's worthy of investigating. It's worthy of really being present for. So one more song about mindfulness. I'm going to take my mala off because I think it's rattling on my guitar. One more song about mindfulness before we move into these beautiful divine abodes. Breath. So there are some things that are going on that are like can be like anchors for the mind because they're always here in the present moment. One of them is this contact with earth. I think even when we're flying in an airplane, we can feel the sense of contact. The Earth's gravity reaching up like magic to hold on to us, even up there. We can feel it down here. But also, and that's a relationship, can I say? That's a way we're connected and nourished. And also another one, that's a relationship that's connecting us to the universe and that's nourishing us, is our breath. Anytime that you find that the mind is lost in worries and concerns, if you go back to this breath and just spend some time with the simplicity of that, it can be like a refuge. And you can even invite the mind, which enjoys challenges, to see if it can find something about the present moment that is wonderful. There may be struggles and pain. We all get our share of that. And that's okay. And we can invite the mind, what in this moment is wonderful? I find my body's contact with earth to be wonderful. So this song goes like this. In breath, out breath, deep breath, slow breath, calm breath, ease breath, smile breath, release breath, present moment. Wonderful moment. In breath, out breath, deep breath, slow breath, calm breath, ease breath, smile breath, release breath, present moment. Wonderful moment.
slow breath, calm breath, ease breath, smile breath, release breath, present moment, wonderful moment, in breath, out breath, deep breath, slow breath, calm breath, ease breath, smile breath, release breath, present moment, wonderful moment.
Thank you. In my life, I've found that some things just never get old. And for me, singing together never gets old. I just love it. Since I was a little girl, I love it. So thank you so much for singing with me. We're going to talk now a little more and sing more about these divine abodes. First one is metta is in the language of Pali, which was spoken in North India, which was where the Buddha lived more than 2,500 years ago. This language is no longer spoken by lay people. However, it was kept alive by Buddhist monastics. And so metta means, or we translate it as loving kindness. What it actually, the literal translation, there's two different words. One is the word gentle, which I love. I think it takes incredible strength to stay gentle with ourselves, our bodies and minds, with others, and with life. Because it's quite, as you know, quite the roller coaster that we're on in this life. So loving kindness is gentle. Metta means gentle. And it also, it translates, or it's an adaptation of the word for friend, like very good friend. That energy of a very good friend. And the invitation of loving kindness is to meet our own experience, internal and external, like a dear and gentle friend. And the Buddha had been teaching the Four Noble Truths, which you can study. Their fabulous teachings on awareness and kindness, absolutely fabulous. And he'd been teaching them, and the story goes that he'd asked a group of monastics to sit and practice mindful awareness at the roots of trees in a forest. And the monastics didn't want to, because they knew that this forest had evil spirits in it. And so the Buddha said, go back to the forest. But instead of practicing mindfulness right now, send out kind wishes. Send out love. He taught love, loving kindness, as an antidote to fear. And this is really powerful, because like love, fear has many faces. Fear can show up in rage. Fear can show up in withdrawal. Fear can show up in self-blame. Fear can show up in, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to sit in that forest because there's evil spirits in that forest. Fear, large and small. And the Buddha taught the antidote to fear is gentle, friendly love. May you be happy and really mean it. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. These words are ancient that we're about to chant together, and I wanted to sing them with you tonight to connect us to spiritual ancestors and to people, lay and monastic people all over the world who are chanting these words right now. They're pronounced Sabbe sata sukhi hontu. May all beings be happy. Sabbe sata sukhi hontu. 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 So beautiful, thank you. So this is a suggestion for practice. You can log this away if it resonates for you, and many of you I know already do this. You can offer loving kindness to a being that you love that naturally makes you smile. And just that practice will make your sun of a heart shine more. You can also offer these phrases, may you be happy, to a being who you find irritating or aggravating, a difficult being. And sending these same phrases to somebody who's difficult will ease, will soften. It's a beautiful antidote. So, in Buddhist practice, it was discovered that if we send out the well-wishing in particular ways and to particular categories of beings, it can make it easier. So the ancient practice is to wish for physical safety and for mental safety and for ease of being, relaxation. And then as modern practitioners in the Vipassana tradition, we're invited to work with the phrases so that they work for us. So this next loving kindness song, May We, are how I adapted the phrases for my own practice. And I just spoke them silently in my head for years and years and years in loving kindness practice. And then a couple years ago, I realized I could put them to music. So I did. So now I sing them. And I wanted to share them with you. So as we do, for tonight, we'll just do three categories. So do ourselves and another, and you can choose another that you wish to send it out to, and then all beings. And as you send these, see if you can really invest the words with intention, with determination. Sounds like this.
May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May I be healthy and strong and physically at ease. May I take care of myself and live with well-being. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May I be healthy and strong and physically at ease. May I take care of myself and live with well-being. Beautiful. And I bring to mind another. It'd be one who naturally makes you smile, or a difficult one if you wish. Neutral. Bring a being to mind and send these wishes their way. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you be healthy and strong and physically at ease. May you take care of yourself and live with well-being. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you be healthy and strong and physically at ease. May you take care of yourself and live with well-being. Nice. And this last one, we're saying, may we, and we're really offering it out to any being that may need it, and even those that may not need it right in this moment, because they'll need it later. And it's fun to let your mind just wander. And whatever little being or big being or medium being, old or young, suffering or doing well, that it meets, send the wishes. It's fun.
May we be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May we be healthy and strong and physically at ease. May we take care of ourselves and live with well-being. May we be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May we be healthy and strong and physically at ease. May we take care of ourselves and live with well-being.
That wonderful wish that all beings could know deep peace. So that's that wonderful energy of loving kindness. And then the next one is this compassion, this same energy of love, transmuting to be as tender and as strong as it needs to be to meet suffering. The suffering in this world is immense. It's immense. And we can easily connect with it by bringing to mind a particular homeless person that we may have seen recently, or the face of a particular Syrian refugee that we may have seen in the news. It's not far. It's in our own lives and homes too. Suffering is part of the deal about being here. It can be helpful when we're talking about suffering and meeting suffering with love. It can be helpful to use our mindfulness practice, again, if feeling the breath deep in the body, and feeling the sense of the back of the body. This is a teaching I learned from Roshi Joan Halifax. Feel the sense of the back of the body, even if there's backache there. And feel the strength. We'll come back to this with equanimity. Feel the strength. And feel into the front of the body. And feel the softness. Compassion has both of these. The strength to stay present with suffering. And the open, the tenderness, the openness. To offer love and kindness and presence. In Buddhist practice, there are traditional phrases, like with the loving kindness practice, sometimes translated, and I care about your pain. For tonight, I'm going to bring us down to the song Sending You Light. You can see here too, there's a song that Guanyin chant. Guanyin is a beautiful bodhisattva of compassion. She's here. She's represented here in many beautiful images. In fact, she happens to be directly across from me here on the dais on your way out, or you can see her now. She's awesome. She represents this quality of strength and presence in the face of suffering and the capacity to offer what's needed to ease the suffering. The clarity, the empathy, the imagination to meet suffering with a skillful response. We're going to respond tonight with this song, Sending You Light. There's a local artist, Melanie DeMore, who is amazing. Look for her name and go see her when you have a chance. She often plays in Oakland. And this song, she was walking on a stage at La Peña, so there were like 300 people in the audience. She's walking onto stage, and one of the other people that had performed before her said, Melanie, say a prayer for my sister, she's dying. Melanie walked on the stage, walked up to the microphone, and just this song came out of her. She sang it right then to this crowd. It's since been translated into many languages and is sung all over the world. As we sing it tonight, offer it to yourself, to the places of stress and discomfort in your own heart, mind, and body, and offer it out to the beings that you know in your own life or beings that you don't know but that you know about who could use some energy of compassion tonight.
I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love.
That's so beautiful. Compassion, what a beautiful energy. And just I want to say also that sometimes life really knocks us flat. And when we can't generate it out of our own heart, I want to remind all of us, myself included, that it's a real energy in the universe. We have seen it. We've seen it in our own hearts, in our friends and other people, in great spiritual teachers that we know. We even see it in animals. It's a real energy. And so whenever you wish to invoke it or call it in, that can be a skillful thing. Feel again into the earth beneath you. Recall that compassion is real and call it towards you when you need it or when you need it for another. So the Buddha taught that this life that we're in is this place of 10,000 sorrows, but also of 10,000 joys, thank goodness. There is a possibility to restore and nourish and replenish. And we do that through this third divine abode of joy and appreciation. Mindfulness really helps here. There's so much that goes under the radar. With mindfulness, we can take it in and take it in as part of our joy. I want to sing with you, for this, I want to sing for you, with you, a James Taylor song, Shower the People.
Play the game, you can act out the part, though you know it wasn't written for you. But tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing the fool? One thing can lead to another, it doesn't take any sacrifice. Oh, father and mother, sister and brother, if it feels nice, don't think twice. Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. You can run, but you cannot hide. This is widely known. What you plan to do with your foolish pride when you're all by yourself alone? Once you tell somebody the way that you feel, you can feel it beginning to ease. I think it's true what they say about the squeaky wheel always getting the grease. Shower the pee people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna work out fine if you only will.
I think that's a wonderful reminder. There are many people we love, you know, in a constant way, and then there are many people we love in the moment that we're with them, children and animals and colleagues, in the moment of sort of that good vibe that we're sharing, even a grocery clerk, when we're sharing a little moment of friendliness. And it's skillful to amplify that, A, to know it's happening, just to bring our mindfulness, a moment of ease. And then B, grow it. Wow, your smell's awesome. You know, I really appreciate you. Hug your dog. Love the ladybug. It really makes life so fun. We were like that when we were kids. And we're secretly still like that. Just kind of letting it out. So because of the time, I want to go to one more song here on the Mac, Equanimity. So there are two teachings that can help with this sense of balance, this sense of acceptance of the moment. One teaching is understanding how quickly everything changes. In Buddhism, it's called the law of impermanence. It makes the moment that we're in more poignant when we remember that. I'm feeling it now. We're here. I said this earlier. And in a moment, in a moment, in a flap of a butterfly wing, we won't be here. We'll be somewhere else. And all of life is like that. It helps with this sense of balance to remember that. And when we're feeling that sense of lack of balance, if we can remember about impermanence, about the law of change, it can allow a little bit of ease. If the moment is pleasant, we can celebrate it. We can really be present for it and celebrate it. If the moment is neutral, we can show up for it. Instead of spacing it out, we can go, You know, so many, with mindfulness, we can see there are all these moments of transition. We're present for it. It's like, oh, okay, well, my feet are shuffling and I see people's backs. I'm getting in the car. A lot of moments like that, you know, they're very precious and they're worth being present for. Because life is so short. So even the little shuffle as we go out of here tonight, where we're sticking on our shoes, walking down the stairs, thinking about what's coming next, if we can bring presence to a neutral moment like that, it allows for a sense of balance and ease. And then for the difficult, and we do all get our share of that, awareness of impermanence allows balance. Because we can remember that this too shall pass. There's this beautiful story about a Persian king who, on his deathbed, gave his two sons a box. And then after he died, they opened the box, and in it were two rings. One ring was jewel-encrusted and worth millions, and the other ring was a little steel ring. And the eldest brother got to choose first, so he took the jewel-encrusted ring. And the younger brother took the little steel ring. And then they went off on their lives, and years later they met up again. And the elder brother was miserable, and the younger brother was joyful and happy. And the elder brother said, "What happened to you? Last time I saw you, you went off with this little steel ring, and I had that amazing ring, but you know, I spent all this money, I had all this incredible luxury, and then I went bankrupt, and I had all this horrible loss, and I had all this pain and struggle, and now I'm miserable, and look at you, you're just shining with joy. What happened to you?" And the younger brother said, on the inside of my ring was inscribed, this too shall pass. And he looked at it all the time and he remembered. And allowed him to make wise choices. To stay balanced. And then the other thing that helps with equanimity is to remember that many, many causes and conditions plopped us into this moment. Right now we're in this moment together, and I'm very grateful for that. And many, many different causes and conditions will plop us into our next moment. And that most of that's out of our control. And to just allow it to be what it is and infuse it with mindfulness and kindness. And that's like a seed planting, so that as other moments unfold, they will have some of that little seed of mindfulness and kindness can sprout into other moments. But bringing acceptance into this moment. So equanimity. It's like this, it can be no other way. Everything that came before has led us to this moment. It's like this, so open and let go. Bring awareness and acceptance to this moment as it's passing. Here I am, life arising as it will. How can I bend gracefully with the wind surrounding me? Here I am. Life brings both sorrow and joy. Letting go the fight, the blame. Deep calm infuses me. Stand in the heart of the moment, inner stability. Return to a place of stillness. Equanimity. Just this much, seeing clearly into now. No need for all the stories, just naming what is present. Just this much, without reactivity. I don't have to push to clutch. I can simply let it be. Stand in the heart of the moment, inner stability. Return to a place of stillness. Equanimity. Stay awake to indifference, to don't care. I can feel my heart respond without getting swept away. Stay awake,
the promises are great. Radiance, exalted mind, are the praises Buddha sang. Are the praises that the Buddha sang.
And then I want to remind us again, I'm going to close now, but I want to remind us again about this teaching from Roshi Joan Halifax about bringing awareness to the back of the body. Even with a backache, that sense of stability can be kind of a touchstone to help cultivate the quality of equanimity as we move through this unpredictable life. Thank you so much. We are going to say our dedication of merit, and there's a couple of little notes here that I'll share out. I want to let you know that if you like to sing your dharma, so do I, and you're welcome to come. I'm doing in Berkeley once a month a sit and sing sangha. And I teach classes. Some of us have a cultural conditioning with a lot of self-criticism and self-blame, and myself included. And so I've learned, and I teach many practices and songs to help us ease that so that we can be of greater service in the world. It's a loving kindness for self. And I teach paramis and FCDs, and I'm doing a half-day retreat on forgiveness in May that includes a labyrinth practice developed by Bishop Desmond Tutu in South Africa at a beautiful labyrinth in Marin County. So I would love to see you again if you would like to join me for any of this. And I really want to thank you for your kind attention. It's a gift. So thank you. All right, so we understand that when we come together in groups like this, that we generate a lot of really beautiful energy. It's here among us, within us, and around us. And we want to send it out to beings who could use some good energy right now. So we have a couple of notes, and we're going to send some of the good energy here. For Maria and Joe, living with cancer. For Jim, who is grieving the passing of his wife, Kathy. For Carmen, grieving the death of her little brother. For my cousin, on the death of his son. Nathan is finally reaching the strength to begin to heal his past abuse. I wish him the courage to continue to take care of himself. So for these beings, and for the beings in our own hearts, and for the many beings that are out there that could use some good energy, we dedicate the merit of our practice tonight to their well-being. The abbot of this monastery, the Berkeley Buddhist Monastery, Reverend Hung Shur, is also a Dharma musician. And I really encourage you to come to his services and hear him share the Dharma. It's very beautiful. And to close with this dedication of merit that he translated from the Mandarin and put to a melody by Lorena McKennett. When I was a child, my mother used to sing me lullabies, and I decided by the time I was 8 that I wanted to share music in that same way because I knew it was sacred. So in this moment, I'd love to offer this to you. Let it come in and through as an offering from me to you, a peace and well-being. May every living being, our minds as one and radiant with light, share the fruits of peace with hearts of goodness, luminous and bright. People hear and see how hands and hearts can find in giving unity. May our minds awake to great compassion, wisdom, and to joy. May kindness find reward. May all who sorrow leave our grief and pain. May this boundless light ease the darkness of our endless night. Because our hearts are one, this world of pain turns into paradise. May all become compassionate and wise. May all become compassionate.